Prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7. And it was in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up against Jerusalem to besiege it, but they could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria rests upon Ephraim. And his heart was swayed, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the forest sway before the wind. And Yehovah said to Isaiah, Go out, I pray, to meet Ahaz, thou and Shear-Yashub thy son, at the end of the aqueduct of the higher pool, at the highway of the washer's field. And thou shalt say to him, Take heed, and be quiet. Fear not, and let not thy heart be soft, because of the two tails of these smoking firebrands, in the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. So, because Syria has taken evil counsel against thee with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, saying, We will go up into Judah and make her loathsome. And we will split her open for ourselves, and we will make a king to reign in her midst, the son of Tabeel. Thus says the Lord Yehovah, It shall not rise up, and it shall not be. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years Ephraim shall be shattered from being a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, it is because you are not faithful. And Yehovah spoke again to Ahaz, saying, Ask for thyself a sign from Yehovah thy God. Ask it in the deep or in the loftiness above. And Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I test Yehovah. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a little thing for you to weary men, that you should weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey he shall eat, that he may know to reject the evil and to choose the good. For before the lad shall know to reject the evil and to choose the good, the ground which thou loathest shall be forsaken from before her two kings. Yehovah shall bring on thee and on thy people and on the house of thy father days such as have not come since the day that Ephraim turned aside from Judah, namely the king of Assyria. And it shall be in that day that Yehovah shall hiss for the fly that is in the extremity of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. And they shall come, and all of them shall rest on the brooks of desolation, and in the crevices of the rocks, and on all the bushes, and in all the watercourses. In that day the Lord shall shave with a hired razor by those across the river, by the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it shall even consume the beard. And it shall be in that day that a man shall keep alive a heifer of the herd and two of the flock. And it shall be from the multitude of milk that they shall make that he shall eat butter. For butter and honey shall all eat who remain in the midst of the land. And it shall be in that day that every place where there used to be 1,000 vines for 1,000 pieces of silver, it shall be for briar and for thorn bush. With arrows and with the bow they shall come there, for all the land shall become briar and thorn bush. But as for all the mountains which are hoed with the hoe, there shall not come there the fear of briar and of thorn bush, but it shall be for the sending out of the ox and for the trampling of sheep. We read also from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. And the birth of Jesus Christ was in this way. his mother Mary, being betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, was found with child from the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being just and not wanting to expose her to public infamy, intended to send her away privately. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take to thee Mary thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was declared by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is, being translated, God with us. And Joseph, being awakened from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had directed him, and took to him his wife, and knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Finally, we read from the word of the Lord's second coming in the work True Christian Religion, number 82. Yehovah God descended and assumed a human so that he might redeem men and save them. In the Christian churches at this day, it is believed that God, the creator of the universe, begot a son from eternity, and that this son descended and assumed a human in order to redeem and save men. But this is an error, and of itself falls to the ground as soon as it is considered that God is one, and that it is worse than incredible in the sight of reason to say that one God begot a son from eternity, and that God the Father, together with the Son and the Holy Spirit, each one of whom singly is God, is one God. This incredible notion is wholly dissipated, like a falling star in mid-air, when it is shown from the Word that Yehovah God himself descended and became man, and also the Redeemer. The first statement that it was Yehovah God himself who descended and became man is made clear in the following and other passages. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son who shall be called God with us. It shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him that he may deliver us. This is Yehovah. We have waited for him. Let us exult and be glad in his salvation. Behold, the Lord Yahweh comes in strength, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. See also the places where the Lord's coming is called the Day of Yehovah. That it was Yehovah himself who descended and assumed the human is especially evident in Luke and in Matthew in the Christmas stories. Who does not know that the offspring has its soul and life from the Father, and that the body is from the soul? Can anything then be more plainly declared than that the Lord had his soul and life from Yehovah God? And as the divine cannot be divided, that the very divine of the Father was his soul and life. This is why the Lord so often called Yehovah God his Father, and why Yehovah God called him his Son. Can there be anything then more absurd than to say that the soul of the Lord was from his mother Mary? As is at this day dreamed by both the Roman Catholics and the Reformed, they not having yet been awakened by the Word. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.